Alright, we're going to take the start with the Mishnah here on Chaf Beis on Beis and Shuas, right? In the middle? Yeah, so what are the cases over there? Shavua. What? Shalom Ochel? Yeah. Good. Okay, so first case in the Mishnah is he takes a Shavua to not eat. And he eats foods that are not Roy Lachila. Or drinks that are not roi for shasia. He's potter. So in other words, that does not constitute, this doesn't constitute an achila apparently. Right? Or at least it's not the achila that his shvua is defining. He says, I'm not going to eat. And if he eats something that's not roi l'achila, that's not a violation of his shvua. Okay. Go ahead. But if he says, then it repeats the case. Shavua shelo ochel, same shavua as the first time. But now he eats isurim. He eats dvarim that are isurim. V'achila. They're foods, right? They're royal achila, in terms of an achila standard. But they're also v'achila. Now, the Mishnah says he'll be chayev. Okay, and Rav Shimon Poter. Okay, so this is the problem the Gemara is trying to. Let's take the Gemara over here. The Gemara raises a question on those two cases. Ha gufa kasha, what's the stira?
Ha gufa kasha, matzeh shluach
l'alcohol. Okay, so the Gemara considers Nevela, Trefa, Shkatzer, Amasim as Dvarm Sheinim Roy Achila. Right? Since they're not Mutter Bachila, the Gemara is considering them Einam Ru'uyim L'Achila. And if that's the case, it's a stira between the Reisha and the Zeva. Right? Because the Reisha says if he ate Ochlim Sheinim Roy L'Achila, he's potter, and the Seifa basically gives you examples of things that are not roi l'achila, and says you're a chayev. Yeah, so that's a steer. And Rashi says, Kasoka deidach nevelu trefa nami ochlin sh'enen ru'uyen hein. Yeah. Okay, so the Gemara says, that's not a problem. Yeah. The Reisha could be where he says that he won't eat. Just stam, shlo ochel. Okay, and the Seifa would be where he says these specific items. I'll see Rashi. Interesting Rashi here.
Halo kasha?
Yeah. So Rashi says, halo kasha means there's a bigger problem, essentially. This problem is not, this is not a really big problem that you've identified. There's a bigger problem. Okay, well, so how does he dispose of the first problem? So when we say that Nevela is not Roy L'Achila, and therefore he'd be Potter, right, when the Gemara is saying it's not Roy L'Achila, right, and there's a Kasha, why should you be Chayev, doesn't mean that it's not a Maisa Achila, right, it doesn't mean it's not a Maisa Achila. Just means to say, stam, when a person says, shelo ochel, he is referring to things that are ome l'achila. Right? He's negating something that he would do if he were hungry, so to speak. Right? So, if you'll say, stam, shelo ochel, it's not going to include anything that's not on the menu. Right, anything that's not on the list of things that you would eat, because it's negating something, it's negating an activity of achila that was available to you. Okay, but it doesn't mean he can't make a shvua to not eat a specific item like a nevela. It's not that nevela is not a maisa achila, right? So if he says stam shelo ochel, so it simply won't be included in the shul. But if he says it in specific, it is a ma'isa achila and it will be chal, right? The difference between stam and mafurash is relevant over here because it really is a ma'isa achila. It's just not part of his ochlim. So if he's mafarish, then of course it'll be chal. Okay, go ahead. Right, that's simple. But now you get into another problem. So now the problem, though, is if you're going to say that the sefer is mifareish, yeah. So now you have a problem. Now it comes out the person said shelo ochel nevelos, trefos, etc. Now that's a shvua on a shvua. That's a shua and a shua. Let's see. Okay, so what's the problem of shua of Mushra V'Yomid? Ain shua chal shua. Okay, go ahead. So what's the Gemara saying?
Rav Yishmol from Yochanan Damri B'Kol Odvar.
Yeah, so what do they say? So their answer is what?
It's a kol case.
Kolo. Go ahead, Yerashi. Okay, so Kolel is going to remove the problem of Mushba V'Yomid. I'll have to think about that in a minute. Go ahead, and what's the other answer? Okay, so Rabbi Shimon takes a different approach. Rabbi Lakish takes a different approach. That it's a chatzishir. Because he holds, there's no Isser Daraisa on the chatzishir. Okay, fine. Okay, so how does Kolel get you out of the problem? So the Gemara equates it to regular Isser, to the case of Kolel by Isser, right? Because the Gemara says, yeah. The Gemara says that my time alone being Rabbi Yochanan, ki amrin iser b'kolel b'iser haba me'elav b'iser haba yidei atzma l'amrin, and that's the whole sugi over there. B'iser kolel, by Yom Kippur and Avela, right? So it's interesting. That's always the question. It was mushba v'omei b'har Sinai. Is that an iser chalal iser problem? Or is it a shvua chal al shvua problem? Or is there no difference between those two things? Right. All right. So we're saying the pashtus. You're right that ein is a chal iser means there's no malchus. Doesn't mean the iser. Doesn't mean there's no shame iser. Means there's no malchus on the second iser. But ain shvua chal shvua seems to hold that it's not chal at all, unless you matter the first shvua, then the second one is chal. But so when the Gemara is referring to kolel and iser, apparently it's learning it's the same logic will apply. Yes, what's the logic over there? So we say like this, that if kolel means since it's chal with regards to something. Something else, right? Since the Isser is chal in the way that includes other things, it's also going to be chal on the Isser itself. And here too, we'll say that what? If he takes a shua not to eat nevelos, so that already is a shua. He already is a mushba on that. That shua is identical with a shua that he already has, so to speak. But if he creates another shua that's kolel, the nevela and the shchuta, so that's a different shua. That's a different shua. There's nothing that prevents that shua from being chal. All right. So therefore, what? So which is which? So the second case is where he where it's kolel, right? This first case is Stam, that we're keeping. Right? And that's why he'll be Potter. because he doesn't have that. He's not included in the content of the shua. Mm-hmm. Second case is kolel, because you need to be mefarish. But once you're mefarish, you get into the problem of ein shua chalal shua, because of mushbal v'yomid. So you have to make a new shua that includes the nevelos, but it has its own shame, its own identity of a new tzura of the shua. But this new tzura happens to include an entity that there is a shua from Har Sinai. But since it's kolel, it's chal. Okay, we're just getting the mechanics down. Go ahead. So let's just stop one second. So in terms of this, in other words, mushba v'omed, let's just clarify that point. So mushba v'omed doesn't mean there's no din, there's no chalos at all of the shua, on something that is mushba. In other words, it doesn't mean that there's no meaning to keeping a kiyam of your or bittel of your shua when it's already under the framework of mitzvah. Right, it's not an intrinsic problem. It's not like I say, well, this is simply not subject to shua because you're already chayev to do it. Right? Yeah. The problem is what? What you're saying over here that by shua ein shua chal shua means that there's no meaning to a statement of shua that is simply replicating another shua. There's no effect to such a shua. As a statement, it doesn't mean anything, right? But if I make a new statement, if the shua is now kolel, nevela, and shchuta, so that has a new identity as a shua, as an iser, as a form. When I eat the nevela, right, I'm not violating a shua to not eat nevela. I'm violating a different shua, right? Violating a different shua. This shua is kolel. This shua defines. A class defines an action by a separate class, right? The mitzvah tells me don't eat nevelos. Yeah. What about but if you call all different isurim together, that doesn't help, right?
I won't eat nevelos.
In other words, as a shvua is an isur in the gavra unless it has no effect on the gavra's behavior, right? It's not a ma'isa shvua. It's nothing new.
What?
In other words, if he already can't eat shkatzim, ramasim, nevela, and treifa, right? So, and he makes a shua not to eat all of those things. Doesn't matter if he's kolel many things that he can't eat. He hasn't created any new reality for himself via his dibor. So it's not nitfas as any maisa, as any maisa shua. There's any mice of restriction. Right? Once he has shchuta and nevela, now it's a shua, and it's going to be considered and now that restriction will include the nevela as well. Okay. All right, let's go a little further. Go ahead. So the Gemara is saying, now getting back to our technical problem. If you're going to say like Reish Lakish, who says the Isser is on, that he makes a Shua on the Chatzi Shir, so then he can make the Isser Hain. He can have Lav Hain, right? Because just like he made an Isser to eat the Chatzi Shir with his Shua, he could take a shua to eat chatzi shir, right? Okay, go ahead. El Rabbi Yochanan.
Rabbi Yochanan, the shama lav mishkachasa alein hechi mishkachasa.
Right. Now, for Rabbi Yochanan, the muki lo b'shir shalem. umishum kolel v'al korchach b'mefarish nevelos. Right, so he has to be that he was mefarish nevelos, and now he's a kolel. Ukmei mishum kushir komais the reish of a sefer. So he's stuck with mefarish nevelos because of the kasha, the reish, and the sefer. And he has to add in kolel to remove that problem. So now bishlam shavuah shelo ochel, that you'll find. Right. Because of kolel. But hein, yes, shavuah sheochel nevelos ushchutos mi mishkachas lo. Detichol an nevelos ulevatel shuas har sinai. Can a person make a shvuah? He's saying it's not possible for a person to make a shvuah to eat nevelos and shchutos. Where do you see that that will be chal? So it comes out that it's not going to be lav kehain. He'll be able to make the shvuah not to eat nevelos and shchutos, right, because of kolel. He'll avoid the problem of formulating the shvuah as rephrasing an issur that exists, right? By kolel, it's a new ma'aseh shvuah, but he won't be able to make a shvuah on the hein to eat. See, he have to be able to eat. So it's interesting, but by the lav, right? You only need one thing new. But then it's going to be chal. The only thing is, it will be chal on the velos. Right? When he makes the shua not to eat the velos and shchutos, it will be chal on the velos too. But he's saying it's impossible for it to be chal on the achilas nevelos. The isra achila of the shua can be chal on the isra achila nevelos. But the mitzvah of achilas nevela cannot be chal and mevatel the lav of Sinai. Levatel shuas har Sinai. Rashi's still sticking with shua. Still sticking with the framework of shua. Don't get into iser over here. Shua. In other words, the problem of ain shua chal shua is not a problem that you can't logically have two isurim on one thing. Right, that's what we see from Ein Isur Chal Isur. It's possible to create such a thing. It's just impossible. It's possible to have such a thing. It's just impossible to. It's impossible to repeat the shvua that already exists, and for it to have any effect. Now, it's simply a non-act to negate that which is already. To asr that which already is asr doesn't have any quality of a ma'aseh neder, of a ma'aseh shvuah, because it already was removed from it already has the quality that you're doing. So the trick is, it's not that you can't have two isurim on one thing, right? But there has to be but in order for the shvuah to be chal, it has to be a maisa that has some kind of an effect. Okay. Once it has an effect via kolel, now we'll say, oh, now the shchuta and the nevela, now he did a maisa. What was his maisa? His maisa was to aser. His maisa had an impact by the shchuta. So he did an act of creating iser. And what was the iser that he created? Shchuta nevela. So now I'll say, okay, so when he eats the nevela, he'll violate the shvua that he created. Just like Yisr Kolel. Just like we say by Yisr Kolel. Right? There has to be some effect in order to say that that an action was done. But once the action is done, now all of the entities will relate to that one lo yachel. That's all under his. That'll all be under his sheker. His sheker. Lo sishbu b'shmiel sheker. Right. Okay, but on the reverse, if he says I'm going to make a shvua to eat nevelos, right, that action as an action is not possible. That action as an action is not something he can do. Right? The problem with the Isra, with the Shvua on the Shvua is just in Maisa of Shvua. It's just a din in Maisa Shvua. It's in the Hafla of the Shvua. As long as you can avoid the problem of the Hafla by simply repeating something that exists, the Chalos will be there. But by the Shvua on the Hain, the action itself is not possible. So lo you're saying lo yachil devarom. Okay, but this dover is not something that's a subject to lo yachil devarom. It's mechel hu chefsi shemayim. So he can't create any chalos iser. He can't create any entity of shvua. This is in the substance of shvua. The substance of shvua is not shayach to be mevatel the shvua of Sinai. So if he says, I'll take a shvua to eat shchuta unevela, the shvua of nevela is simply impossible. There's no action to do. By ein shvua, chala shvua, in the first one, it's not a problem to say something has two isurim on it. I can refrain for two things. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing impossible about that. Right? There's nothing impossible about that. A woman can be your sister and an Eish Azish. So they're two Isur. It's not impossible. Right? The problem is in terms of the chalos. So you say the problem would be, I'm sorry, the problem is in terms of creating that iser. You have to have some new maisa of shvua. In order, maisa shvua has to have an impact on the gavra. It has no impact on the gavra. We say he didn't do a maisa shvua. Once it has an impact, now he did a maisa shvua. Now he's a nishba, and now all of the qualities of his shvua will. Once we can go back and say he's a nishba, now it'll be chal. But by the shvua's hain, there's simply no possibility in that in the chalos itself. It's not a problem of the mice. It's a problem in the chalos. How could he make a new? How can there be a chalos kiyum shvua that is in the presence of the opposite? In the presence of the opposite kiyum of Har Sinai. Yeah. No, it doesn't mean that he has to take a shvua. It doesn't mean the shvua says he has to eat both. It doesn't necessarily mean that.
So why can't you say the shvua kiyum to eat shvutas if the veils are impossible? In the
Because it's not going to be chal in the same way that the lav is chal, that's for sure. Because by the lav, if he eats the nevela, he'll be chayev. And in the hain, if he eats the shchuta, if he eats the nevela, he's not going to be potter.
Right.
It seems like Rashi's going to just be chal, the shvua will just be chal on the shchuta. But there won't be lav kain because he won't be able to include the nevela in his hain. Like he can include the nevela in his lav. Okay, go ahead. Ella kidderava. So Rashi is goris ella kidderava. So Rava said something else. If a person made a shvua not to eat, and he ate dirt, he'll be Pater, meaning what? Enough negatives for you? Right, in other words, the only thing that we call dover shein roi l'achila is like a non-food. Dirt. So when we say that he eats something that's not roi l'achila, it meant to say it's not a food. Okay, go ahead, Rashi. But we can't say now, we can't answer the kasha. Before we answer the kasha from the Reish to the Seifa by saying one was Stam and one was Mefurash. Right. When we said one was Mefurash, we got stuck with the Mushba Ve'Ome problem. And Kolel's not going to help you with that in terms of the Hain. It'll help you get out of the Lav, but it won't help you out of the Hain. Right? So we wound up in a dead end. So let's go back and say it's all Stam. Right? Go ahead.
Yep.
So now we'll explain that now we'll go back to the original Kasha. So why was the Reisha say you're Pater? Because you ate something that's not roi l'achil like offer. It's not shayach to a maisa achila. Okay. Oval nevelos ru'uyos l'achilain. Yeah, but nevelos themselves are roi. It's just Ariyehu de Ravi Alayu. It's just the issue that's preventing you. Yeah. Go ahead. And now you're not going to have a kasha. Visulo kasha midi. Yeah, let it be open on. Why? Now we can have it, v'lavein. Even with the sheer shalim. How? So he says what? Lo ochel is stam, right? And in that case, if he eats nevela, he'll be chayav. Okay. Because that's kolel. Right? So kolel bestamo dvarim hamutarim vaasurim. And the isurim will be, and the isur will be chal on the isurim because of kolel. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's derech. Okay, go ahead. And when he says in the positive, the hain, he just says, ochel, alit. And that's sure he can make. Because he can be mekayim with the varma b'torah. And if he doesn't eat anything, he'll be chayav. Interesting. In other words, wait, so in the hain, though, if he eats nevelos, right, he'll still be chayav.
Yeah.
It's not going to include, in other words, the positive will never include nevela. Right?
Yeah.
The positive will never include nevela. But it'll include any food that's roi l'achila that there's no pre-existing iser on,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Doesn't that mean before?
Yeah, so it comes out right. So it comes out like this: if he's mefaresh, right? This is your problem. If he's mefaresh, and he says shchuta and nevela, right? So it could be chal in the lav because of kolel, just like stam.
Right.
It's chal in the lav in the kolel. But when you say, when you're mefaresh in the hain, right? Why is that different than being mefaresh stam in the hain?
Right.
In both cases, it's not chal on the iser, and there is a kiyum in the heter. Right? So why are we saying that in the stam is going to be good in the hain because it can be chal, because you can be mekayim it with the heter. So what about in the mefarish? Couldn't you be mekayim it with the heter too? In other words, in neither case can you actually simply reflect the shvua. In neither case can you simply have the shvua reflected into the negative. In the same form as it exists in the positive,
right?
There is, there's no parity over there, right? You don't say it doesn't exist exactly like it exists in the lav form in the hain form, right? But so why was it by the shchuta and then the nevela we said therefore it's not it doesn't have a lav hain, but by the stam it does. Okay, so let me try to put it back on the way we were saying the other day. In other words, what's the din of lav hain? What's the din of lavein? What's the din that it has to be be lavein? So we were saying the other day that the din that has to be belavehain is that the shvur has to be chal in a certain subject matter. Right? The certain subject has to be in order for the subject to be shaykh to shvur, in order for there to be a shvur, you have to be able to make the subject matter has to be under your control. Right? So I think the Ran has something like this over there, but what's there are two different. Words. If I say shchuta and nevela, so then I'm defining. Then the subject is my relationship to achilas shchuta and nevela. Now I can't define that relationship in the positive and the negative. That idea of that subject matter of my achilas nevela and shchuta is not something I can define. Right, because there's a hain part that is beyond my control. Correct? But if I say sha'ochel or sha'lo ochel, I'm really just simply defining me vis-a-vis achila. Not in terms of any specific entity. It's simply me as an ochel. And I can define that. In other words, it's not me. You know, once I take nevela and shchuta in the equation, so then then the subject matter is achilas shchuta and nevela. That's the subject matter. But that subject matter is not something I have the ability to define. But whether I am an eater or not, that's not relevant what it is that I'm eating. That's just me as an action. You understand? So the subject is different. Like, will I fast today or not? Basically. That's all I'm saying. Will this be a day I fast, or will this be a day that I won't fast? So the particulars are not part of that definition. When a person says he will eat, it doesn't mean that he's defining his relationship to every food in the world. It just means he's defining him as a gavra. I'm an eater today. Or I'm not an eater today. That subject matter is something that he can define. B'lavein. But once he makes a particular shchuta nevela, it's not simply whether he's an eater today or not. That's a very specific relationship. It's a very specific subject matter, which he cannot define. Right? Okay, good. So let's take a look at the Ran over here. I mean, Tosus also brings up this problem that the Ran brings up, but let's stick with the Ran for now. And this is the problem of the Yerushalmi, right? The problem of the Yerushalmi. We just start with the Gemara, right? Yeah. One second. Yeah, what is he doing, the Mishnah? All right. Klomar, heichi chayel shvua shelo ochal nevelos tikatoni chayev v'mushba arsinayhu aleihem. Vein shavua chola al shavua. Yeah. There's no such thing as a redundancy in shavua, in the maisa shavua. There's no chalos of a maisa shavua that is identical with another shavua. Okay. So the Gemara says, no, it's b'kol al dvar mutar m'dvar masurim. Shenishba shalo yochon nevelos v'shchutos. Uparchin ala b'gemara bishlamo lav mishkachas lo elein echi mishkachas lo kloma. Yeah, the bepirkin mochichon sheino chayev korban shvua ela b'midi de ispe lav vehein. So that's the only time you chayev in a korban. V'ochal lav mashkechinon be bekolel avolom mashkechinon behein. So you can find a lav but not a hein. D'ilu nishba sheochel nevelos utrefos vishchutos. That's a nishba levatel mitzvah. The afagav the nishba levatel es a mitzvah chayov bekolel b'shev v'al tase. Okay, so now he's bringing in a problem. He's slipping this problem in. Okay, this Gemara is saying that what? That if he takes a shvua to be mevatel a mitzvah, it's not chal on the mitzvah. Namely, if he takes a shvua to eat nevelos, even though he's kolel shchuta, if he eats the nevela, he will not be mekayim any shvua. Right? There's no halachic imperative to eat. It's not a conflict. It's not like an isser and a mitzvah. Simply no shvua on the achilas nevelos. Okay. The only thing is, there's a Yerushalmi that the Rif quotes later, and everybody seems to know about, that says, Nishba levat lesa mitzvos chayav bekolel. But you can have a shvua on a mitzvah, as long as you're kolel. Okay? And that's shvua shlo ocho matzah. If a guy says a shvua not to eat matzah stam, so then the Yerushalmi says he can't eat matzah on the night of Pesach. Right, and that's the Rif quotes there, Amud Beis Amud Beis. Right, Rif says, Yerushalmi, Shavua, Shalo, Ocho Matzah, Osir Lecho, Matzah, Balele, Pesach. Shavua, Shalo, Ocho Matzah, Balele, Pesach, Lokev, Ocho Matzah. So, if he makes a Shavua on the mitzvah itself, that's a Shavua Shav. Because that's the mission. The mission is Nishba, Levatos, a mitzvah. Shalo laso sukkah, shalo laso zuluf, shalo ani tefillin. That's a shvua shav, okay. But the Yerushalmi says that's only when he takes the shvua on the mitzvah itself, like matzah b'leilei haPesach. But if he takes a shvua not to eat matzah stam, then he's not allowed to eat matzah on Leil Pesach. Why? Because he's kolel. He's kolel. The matzah mitzvah with the matzah stam. Correct? So, yeah. And also he says, Shur shlo eshev betzel, also leshev betzel sukkah. Shur shlo eshev betzel sukkah, lokev yoshev betzel sukkah. So the Ran says, that's different. Why? Because that's nishba levatlas a mitzvah, he's going to be chayav bekolel when it's a shave yaltasa. Meaning to say, don't eat the matzah. The Rishonim use different terms. They use the term shave yaltasa on the ned on the shvua. Sometimes they use the term shave yaltasa on the isser. And the mitzvah, but over here it means to say the shvua is shevi al tasa. The shvua is telling you don't do, right? Don't eat, and the eating is a mitzvah. As long as you're kolel, that iser with other matzah, then that shvua will be chal. Yeah. And he says, "Afilu hachi." He says, "Dafka b'shevi al tasa amrinun hachi kihasam of a la'avor ala mitzvah bekum vasei vaday lo chayil." Yeah. This answer is basically like the toast of here. He says, "The afilu al yidei kolel nami lo amrinun d'tichol hashvua levat la mitzvah." Right, toast our toast on Chavdal. He says, "V'chkasha l'ritzba, d'tani b'Yerushalmi shvua shelo ochel matzah v'ochel matzah b'leilei pesach chayav alma de b'iser kolel chayav shvua levatlas mitzvah." Right? Yeah, that's the problem. So this is the re. Says the end. Says re mefarish to she devade shevi al tasa k'day riocho. Lo chayav, but he learned shevi al tasa to meaning the mitzvah is telling you to not do. That's, they use opposite terminology. It was when the mitzvah is a shevi al tasa, then the shur will not be chal.
Right.
Dekamar shur she'ochel v'lo ochel. Aval hasam bir nishba she'lo lechol v'ochel tavi bekum asei v'adai chal. Yeah.